Hey everyone, Diary of a Cartoonist, Scott Johnson here. Today from the studio. Typically I try to do those out like when I'm out and about because I have time to do them, but you know, I thought today this would be a good chance to do something in studio because there's so much in my mind. I'm going to treat this episode as a bit of a brain dump and kind of catch people up on where I am with things. If I sound a little nasally, there is like serious fall allergies out here, and I don't normally get them this time of year, but man, it's killing me. My poor wife, though, she has strep and like serious allergies, and so she's got this like double whammy going on. I don't know how she does it. Anyways, wow, coming off a crazy week. Or I guess we're still middle of this week, but just banana week. I've got way too many commitments and way too much going on. And it's one of those weeks where I've definitely spread myself a little bit too thin. Lots of guest spots on other shows and stuff like that, which is great. And I love hanging out with everybody and doing new stuff, but it takes a toll, man. Especially when you get your own schedule to keep up, your own shows to get out, and your own comics and crap to get published and all the little incidentals. Plus I got client work up the butt and I'm trying to get done. Not literally, but you know what I mean? Today alone I've got a doubleheader of Film Sack in the middle of the day, or well, toward the end of the afternoon, and then the instance after that, and then I'm supposed to be at Raid tonight. Man, between that time somehow I've got two calls, one with someone in China and the other one with someone in Texas to do some artwork for them. So I got to figure out when I'm going to squeeze that in because that's the only time they can talk. And then during the day today, I just got a billion things to do, commitments to keep and deadlines to meet. So you might ask, well, why are you taking the time to do this? Well, in a way, this is therapeutic for me because it gives me a chance to talk about what is happening in and around, you know, Frog Pants and Extra Life and everything else. And just fill people in on some stuff that's coming up that I haven't been real official about yet, but will be soon enough. First off, a lot of people asking about Nerdtacular this next year. And this is a good chance for me to explain a few things about it. It'll get much more official on the site, and you'll be able to see things at nerdtacular.com that sort of lay out what the plan is. But this is the plan so far. We have set the date of June 17th, 2011, so next June. The distinguishing feature of this year, it is not tied to a movie like previous years. So since 2007, when this started, it had always been sort of surrounding a film, and I would rent out a movie theater, and that would be our, you know, our main event. And because in 07 I started this just as a small sort of way to get locals to have some fun, It's grown to be something that more and more people out of state and even out of the country are interested in coming to. And last year was still this year, Nerdtacular 10 was evidence of that. We just had tons of, I won't quantify you people in tons. Let's say lots of people from out of state and out of the country came. And I also heard a lot of people say, oh man, I wish this thing wasn't limited to the amount of seating there is in the theater. Wouldn't it be cool if we could have more of our friends here, yet still have kind of this tight-knit group and still have this sort of, you know, community spirit and stuff? And that was a shared sentiment with a lot of people, and I took notice. And it was already in line with what I was thinking anyway. In fact, N10 almost was this anyway, but I just didn't have the time to plan it the way I wanted. So Nerdtacular 11, 2011. It's weird to say the dates when they don't have O's in front of them. Will be a departure in the sense that there is no movie directly tied to this. Although I think something like Green Arrow or something's opening that weekend. But I'm not tying it to a film release or a movie theater. Because right now, last year we had 350 seats, I want to say. Or 325, something like that. And that capped us off. Like I sold everyone. It filled right up. There was no more room. And there were more people that wanted to come. And I couldn't service anyone else because, you know, we'd maxed out. I mean, the seats were the limit. And that created this weird artificial cap that was a little bit uncomfortable this year because there were so many people that still wanted to go and didn't get tickets on time or were last minuteers or whatever. And I had really hardly anybody drop out. I had a couple, but you know, within a maybe a few days of the thing, but hardly any. And so it got me to thinking that this is the year to do this. So here's our plan. That day we have this big facility rented out. It's called Noah's. It's actually a place here in Salt Lake, technically a little suburb called South Jordan, just off the highway, that is this big place that's used for all kinds of events, business events, conferences, weddings, big expensive weddings, that kind of stuff. It's multi-floors. I want to say four floors. Bottom floor has a movie theater in it. And while it probably seats 25 people or something, it's not a huge theater or anything. My plan is in that room all day long to have geeky movies along with film sack commentary movies like we did with Speed and Sudden Death, and we'll have others by then that we'll have in the rotation as well. And these will be playing all day in that theater, so people can kind of come in and out of there and just kind of hang out and laugh and have a good time and watch crappy movies from the 80s or whatever. It's kind of our little film sack room. So there's still this movie aspect to it, certainly. There's tons and tons of space for, like, there's like a main banquety room, big ballroom kind of room with big screens on the wall and stuff, where I'll be able to get up and do the prizes and the introductions and, hey, everybody, welcome. That room could also serve later in the day to be the spot for panels. And this year we're planning on many panels, or as many as we can, you know, that makes sense. None of this is totally settled in terms of number of panels or who's going to be giving them or what the arrangements will be. But I can tell you that certainly there'll be podcasting panels. More than likely, we'll have video game panels. Tom Merritt is coming again this year. Brian Ibbett's coming again this year. Hopefully Randy's coming, and others on the network. I think Brian Dunaway's committed. So it gives us a chance to sort of do panels specific to shows. Like, I think it'd be really fun to do a film sack panel and have all the film sackers there. That would be a blast to do that and get questions and answers and all that. If Veronica Belmont comes, like she is semi-committed to do, certainly her and Tom will probably do a Sword and Laser, like sci-fi fantasy panel. I'd love to do a big full table of as many podcasters as possible to do like a big full-on, you know, podcasting panel. And I might do a cartooning illustration panel. There's rooms upstairs that have pool tables. There's rooms that have a bunch of round tables that could be used for board games and card games and stuff like that. So we think we'll definitely set that up. Probably have, you know, possibly PS3s and 360s playing games in different corners and stuff. There'll be some kind of catering service outside. I'm not sure exactly how that's going to work yet. Like I said, a lot of this is sort of preliminary. We'll have swag, hopefully booths filled with people with swag and junk to sell that's very specific to the things we all are into. Oh my gosh, t-shirts and prints and jewelry and plushies and, you know, comic books and other stuff, whatever. Whatever people want to bring to their booths. So that means more sponsors this year and stuff like that. We're going to keep tickets really cheap as we can to be able to cover all this. I do not desire to make a profit on this event. I only desire to break even. And so I'm more interested in seeing everybody and having a really good time and providing an event that people can, you know, mark as a highlight of their year. You know, this isn't intended to be the next step toward anything huge. We're not the next Comic-Con or PAX or anything like that. But it, you know, we probably will go from, say, 350 people to, I don't know, maybe as high as 1,000, maybe. It could be more, but, you know, we'll accommodate the best we can. But I'm not sure where we have to cap the tickets, because I'm sure they have an overall limit as far as how many people can physically be in there. One nice thing is if we're doing like kind of a general ceremonies bit in the main room, the main hall, I think we can video feed that into other rooms. So we shouldn't even have issues with seating or, you know, people being able to be a part of that stuff. But really the whole thing will just be designed to be a kind of a celebration. And I'm hoping that people will get together and see movies that night or the night before. This is a Friday. We have the whole place to ourselves for 12 hours. The night before or that night or the day after or something, there's, you know, obviously people will probably have opportunities to get together and see these movies. I don't think Green Lantern's out that weekend. Maybe it is. Maybe I'm thinking of Green Arrow, but it's really Green Lantern. Anyway, I'll go to one of those. Like if we're ever, everyone's picked a theater and they're going, I'm going to go. So lots of chances to meet people and socialize. Lots of guildy stuff and World of Warcraft stuff certainly will be there. I'm sure we'll have a WoW panel. And if Randy's there, we'll, he and I will for sure have some sort of instance thing. Probably a live show or two will be taped there. Lots of meet and greet stuff with other creators on the network, myself included. And I have some really smart people helping me run it this year. Corinne Lewis, who helped last year, she was instrumental in making last year happen, or I guess I keep calling it last year, this year, last event. She's heavily involved again this year and will no doubt prove to be as much of an asset as she was last year. And of course, my wife and my family will be there, major support. But also there are plenty of other people that are pitching in this year. And you know, one in particular, Nicole Spag, is donating a bunch of time and help on the marketing front of this and dealing with potential sponsors and stuff like this. So very excited to keep working with her. She's incredibly organized, and she's perfect to help me with all the outside of Salt Lake stuff that I got to deal with this. And Corinne is so perfectly suited to help me with all the inside Salt Lake stuff. So it ends up just working out really nicely. But, you know, if we play our cards right, this could be just a fun annual thing that, I mean, it already was that, but, you know, last year I just realized, oh, we're just, this is too big for the britches we're forcing it to wear. But it's still small enough to be this tight-knit group of people that, you know, we can make it kind of a special event. So anyway, that's the plan with Nerdtacular. That's what we're doing moving forward. And of course, like I said, I'll beef up the site soon with all the details and make sure people are aware of what's going on through all the shows and sites and stuff. Well, that feels good to get that off my chest. There's a lot. I have a lot of anxiety about Nerdtacular, not because any of you or anything. I always worry about it coming off well and people having a good time. And I always worry that, you know, it's just stuff people worry about. I just worry that, you know, people won't have as much fun as I want them to have, or that they won't enjoy the event on the level that I hope they do. Oh, I can hear my wife. Hear her coughing, poor thing. Anyway, so hopefully all those fears will be abated and I won't have to stress out about it. Come time next June 17th, 2011, mark it down, put it in your calendars. Tickets will probably be available for reservation as early as probably February of next year. We're going to start early just to make sure we, you know, people can plan ahead and just capture as many hearts and minds as possible. So we will see how that goes. Second thing I want to talk about today real quick is the status of some of the shows and sites that people have probably wondered about lately. Specifically, Geek Food is way behind right now. We actually have a show in the can. We just need to finish it up and get it posted. We're finding our schedules with the kids back in school and just trying to manage all that has been pretty nuts, and we've had to slow down a bit. And we both started a pretty hardcore diet, which kind of made, you know, Geek Food a little harder to do because we're not doing cool, extravagant things at the moment. We're on like a 21-day phase of this diet that's super strict, and it's working. I've lost like 11 pounds. But it's not like, you know, we're not huge fat people. If you know us, you already know that. But we're just trying to get things in line with our best possible shape. And that was one way to do it. So that's things there have been a little bit delayed, but more coming. So watch for that. Bigfoot Diaries is a question I get all the time. Where's that? How come it's not updated? What's going on? I want to, you know, I need some closure. There is an example where I bit off more than I can chew. It's a project I have a lot of passion for. And the problem is, I don't want it to take such a second fiddle in terms of my time. And it's unfortunately has to do that right now. So rather than, you know, kind of half-ass it or not do my best with that, I'm going to shelve that for a while. You know, we'll see what comes of it. I know a lot of people are really fond of it. But it's, you know, it's almost like its own, it needs its own Scott to do it right. And I don't know where that'll go. So for now, you know, that stays where it is. You know, Extra Life continues to be the flagship comic, and that's going to happen every week because that's just the way I roll, and I'm not going to change that. and experience points as a paid gig. So that twice a week deal is a lock right now. You know, as long as they keep paying me for it, I'm doing it. What else? Oh, Snorbs. So I'm a little behind, like a couple of days behind on these, but they will continue. They're actually quite easy. It's essentially just a sketch based on ideas that Tom Merritt throws me, and we put them up as these Snorbs. It's snorb.tumblr.com, and those are going on. Schmurps, on the other hand, which are these names are kind of stupid. Schmurps are the improv comic project I was doing with various artists and cartoonists and stuff. Kind of on hold for now because I'm not that I've lost interest. I'm just not, I don't know. That's something I want to do once in a while, but it is not going to be a regular feature. It's just kind of something that occasionally I'll throw it up there and see if, you know, if I'm feeling the need or whatever. Just not a huge priority, just a fun little side project. But who knows? That may make some big comeback as well. And then lastly, just to make a point about ELR, there's a lot of chatter around the web regarding whether or not ELR is staged to make a comeback. And there are, as I mentioned on a previous diary, there, you know, rumors to that effect are somewhat true. I think people will be a little bit, not surprised, but you should know well in advance that if ELR comes back, it may not be exactly the same exact show. I definitely want to bring back my show where it's just shoot the poop about stuff generally that we're into and not all the specific stuff that other shows do. And those shows are all succeeding and doing well because they're streamlined and focused. But I do miss that kind of random nature of that. I want to be able to bring up the odd issue about politics or the odd issue about, you know, movie violence or the odd issue about whatever and laugh about those things and have a good time. And what I want to do moving forward is make it a lot more guest heavy. I want to have on some smart people not that me and Owen Brian weren't smart. That's not what I mean, but I want to shake that up a little bit and bring in people with different perspectives and talk about those issues and have some fun with it. That being said, I don't know with any sense of regularity what that would entail for Brian and O. Is very, very busy with his comic and he's got a new podcast. I forgot the name of it. The Cheese Fest or something? Crap. Anyway, Cheesecast, that's what it is. Where they discuss various flavors of cheese. No, that's not true. Anyway, I haven't actually listened to it yet, so I'm not totally sure, but it sounds like that's keeping him pretty busy as well as what he's doing with his comic stuff. And to be honest, I barely can get a hold of him. He never replies to my emails, so I don't know if there's any of that in the future. Who knows? Maybe, possibly. My guess is we'll see a rotation of people come through in and out, and that may include Brian and O here and there. But you know, some people I know aren't going to love the idea that the show isn't the core group every week, the way that they remember it. And nostalgia is a funny thing. We often remember, you know, the very best bits and forget that there was any weaknesses in any of that. So I, you know, I can't really do much about that other than to say, to me, content is king and the people who deliver it is equally important. And so the endeavor there would be to, you know, bring the best content with the best people and whoever those people may be, you know, time will tell. But as far as like a regular crew, you know, I don't know. It's up in the air at this point, but I miss it terribly. And, you know, I feel like we almost just knew all we really needed was a big break from that to reconsider it. But I don't know. We'll see. So stay tuned for that. ELR, come back pending a lot of things. So that's it. You know, mainly I wanted to get some of that Nerdtacular info out there. I know a lot of you that listen to the show are pretty dedicated to the stuff that's going on around this community. And so you would be as interested as anyone as to what's going on. I'm really excited to just see more of you this year. You know, some of the same familiar faces, plus a bunch more that we can now accommodate and really establish this as something awesome. So your feedback is appreciated in this regard. You know, let me know how you're feeling about it. If you're planning on attending and that sort of thing. You know, just I'm interested in all of that. MyExtraLife@gmail.com is the email address to send your questions or comments to. And I think that's going to do it. This is a long diary entry, 20 minutes, as I just say the word 20. So hopefully it wasn't too long. I apologize if it was. But I'm very much looking forward to your feedback and to seeing all of you in June and all the rest of the year as we start pounding away at all this other stuff. So thanks a lot. I will talk to you soon. Bye.